Thank you.
Running.
Okay. All right. Recording is on. So I'll turn it
Great.
over to Meg.
Great. So I am gonna call the meeting to order. It is 5:02, and Meg Baker, Claire Tebbs, and Natasha are wanted to say Costin, but are here, and along with Dana and Laura from the library. So first thing on the meeting agenda is approval of last month's meeting minutes. So those were the June 8th meeting minutes.
I'll move to have them approved.
I second.
Natasha moves, Claire seconds. Any additional edits or comments? Okay. Did
Great.
you compile them from the
Yeah,
Zoom?
these are our first Zoom AI meeting minutes. So
Seemed like it
there
worked
will
and
probably
seemed accurate.
probably will have more edits to make than we did when Leafy was taking minutes, but that's okay. We'll just It's a good bones to add on to.
I was gonna ask, did it take hold?
No.
Okay.
10 minutes, not bad.
All right. Great. So if there are no objections, the meeting minutes from June are approved, and we'll move into public comments.
And I was thinking this might be a good time to let Laura do her
That's
report.
what I was
Yeah.
thinking
Okay.
as well.
Great.
So
Thank
thank
you
you
for
on the
joining
same
us, Laura.
page. Yes.
Hi,
Dragging you
Laura.
out here on a beautiful summer
I
evening.
mean, I always love coming to the library, so it's good. So hi, I'm Laura. I'm the branch librarian here at the Sarah Partridge. Just to give a little, I guess, overview of what we've done here in the past year, I was reminded that last July, or last June rather, the community house and library was honored by the fire district because it's our 100th anniversary of opening. And so they asked me to give a speech, some sort of a speech at the picnic. And I was very excited. I took that and ran with it. And so I wrote, the speech was 100 years of history as seen through the Sarah Partridge Library. It was basically 100 years in 10 minutes. And so I have a copy if anybody wants to read it. It's a couple pages long. It's funny. You got some laughs. I'm not going to lie. So that was a big honor, and I was very excited. We also found, I had found during the weeding process when I first got here, I found one of the original books, and inside was one of the original book plates. So I was able to, I don't even know how we did it, but I got a photo of it and made a PDF, and we were able to get it printed onto stickers and canvas tote
They're
bags.
so
They
cool.
are very cool, and so we are still selling them in case anyone wants them. We're gonna, once Ilsley gets
What's
into the
the
new
book?
place. The book was a weird book about blacksmithing, which was really odd.
Okay.
Like, but it was very cool. At least it shows, you know, they're used to it, and enormous maple trees out front for the sidewalk was put in. It's a very cool, and it's got this very Art Nouveau, very hip for
Yeah.
1925.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool. That was very cool. And Dana helped out with that tremendously, getting all that coordinated. Other than that, you know, we're just chugging along. We're doing story time every week. Every Tuesday morning, the preschool walks down, and they alternate days, so they have two classes there. One week it's preschool, the other week it's toddlers. This is the year we're trying out having them come year round. They used to take a hiatus in the winter and again in the summer. And it just worked out so well, and we were able to get the heat working so much better that having them come in the winter wasn't such a problem. And it's really, I think, been beneficial for the kids to have a year-round story time. They know the routine, they stay in the routine. We don't have to deal with the hot mess of September. How do we behave at story time? How do we act? What's story time all about? And it's really amazing to see the kids as they are aging up. I had one girl last year who was desperate not to be here. When she would come in, she would cry. She would cling to her, the teacher. We had to like I couldn't look at her. It was a whole thing. And this year, she's one of the leaders. She tells the little kids how to do it. And she's the first one to raise her hand for story
Right.
time. So it is amazing. Other than that, I'm kind of blanking on what other fun things we've done out here, but it's been very cool. I do have circulation stats to show visitor stats, and you can see that we've had a pretty steady increase the whole as we've been moving along. One thing to note is that in the circ stats, in August of 2023, we've changed how Sarah Partridge acted within our catalog. So the you'll see September's cert rate drops way, way down. And that's because we're no longer getting the benefit of the double checkouts. We used to check it out to Ilsley, and then Ilsley would check it out to somebody, and then Ilsley would check it back out to Sarah Partridge, so we would get double checkouts. So, but even with that, we're still increasing. We're still at a pretty good clip. In terms of the visitor stats rather, I mean, literally, this is from when I started in July. There's August, and then we were closed for September out in October, and then we were open for November, and we closed again. You can see we've had a pretty steady clip. Of note is 2025. February was the month that Ilsley was closed to move to the Duclos, and so Sarah Partridge became the library, and it was very fun. Insane, but fun. You see, that's it's like triple, quadruple our usual visitor stats.
We'll have it again.
And we'll have it again. Very excited. Very
Yeah.
excited for this. It was great to see how many people had never been out here before. They didn't even know there was a library here. And so I've really tried to keep them coming out. And you can see we have had higher than normal stats after that. So that
Great.
was very cool. We are planning on the same thing. I think it's only going to be 3 weeks this time instead of full month, but that's cool. It's awesome. My fellow Ilsley librarians are going to come out here and do the lion's share of the work. I'm staying my regular hours, Monday, Tuesday mornings, Thursday afternoons, Saturday mornings, and they are filling in the other hours. But it's going to be amazing. It's going to be fantastic. You might notice that it's a little warm in here. I don't know if you're noticing it yet, but it is warm here.
Yeah.
And so I have been in talks with the Prudential Committee, who's the committee who's in charge of this community house, and trying to figure out what we're going to do about the heat here in the summer. We had talked last fall about getting maybe Ilsley have buying an air conditioner or something. And when I brought the proposal to them, to say, you know, we can find the air conditioner. You guys just need to say, yes, we'll let you run it because it's going to bump the electricity bill up. They said, oh, no, we're going to put in heat pumps. This is now our, we're going to do
Great.
it.
That's great.
It is great. It is a much slower process than I was really hoping was going to happen. And so when I'd been checking in and they said, everything's in train, we're good. In June, I came in and I was like, okay, what's the date? Because we're gonna need to vacuum, make sure you're putting holes in the walls, whatever. And they said, we don't have a date yet. And I said, so since then, I went back in for the July meeting. And they said, we have two possible routes. One is that they had been talking to a local contractor, local electrician, and there is a chance that they can get the heat pumps in and operational by the time we need them for the extended hours. Or a member of the committee has at least one, if not two, air conditioners that they will bring in. They will take in all responsibility for hanging a 200-pound air conditioner out the window, which I was not. They're the ones in charge. They can do that. And so that took, but the kicker of Sarah Partridge is that there are no outlets. The whole upstairs is powered by four outlets on this side, four outlets on that side. So I got to do some incredible crawling around downstairs, figuring out what circuits are where and panels. So we think that this is going to work. We have our fingers crossed that it is going to work. And so I will give Dana updates as soon as we know anything. But I don't. Is there anything else?
No, I mean, I think the heat is really my biggest concern.
Yes.
It's getting to the point where it's like, I feel like I'm not providing a healthy and safe work environment for
Yes.
our staff, namely Laura.
Yeah.
But it's tricky because the Prudential Committee is in charge of the facilities, and we have offered to pay for AC units a long time ago, and I'm not quite sure what they're working on it. So yeah, I guess we're just waiting and seeing, but yeah, that's the biggest thing on my mind. But I am also very excited for the public to be out here again in August when we close the do close building. It was fun.
It was very fun. It was
Yeah.
very fun. Yeah. And the number of people who were like, I didn't even know there was a library here. And then I've seen them
Yeah.
come back. It's really
Right.
wonderful.
And last time Catherine, while Liberté was out here,
Yes.
she was kind of the other person that filled all the hours. This time around, she's going to want to be helping set up the new spaces. So Chris Allen, Daniela Zolo, and our new librarian, Julie.
Yeah.
Yes, and again, thank you. We'll be each taking 1.5 days out here, I think. One day, yeah.
Do you need some fans in the meantime?
We have many fans. Again, the kicker is we only have four outlets.
Right.
So
Does
I'm
the fuse blow
we
quick?
don't know yet.
Oh,
Not yet. But
yeah.
I did make like a decision tree. Like we're on the Apollo 13, figuring out what can be plugged in at what time and like making a
Whoa.
list of everything that's plugged in and deciding what's mission critical and
Oh my
what's not.
God.
And maybe we won't have a receipt printer. I'm not really sure. Like,
Yeah.
it's a whole, we definitely won't be able to use the big screen. I don't think that's going to be a problem, but like
Yeah. And I
prioritizing
don't think you can
those.
use extension cords for ACs either, can you?
Oh my gosh, I
That's going to
forgot
be up to the
about that.
Prudential Committee.
I
Yeah.
hope so.
I didn't ask you
Especially
that.
if a nice electrician. I mean, I
Well,
feel as though there might be some locally.
there are some
Yes.
locally, including several that live in East
Yes.
Middlebury, and they're the
Yes.
ones who've been contacted.
Oh,
So
good.
the good news is whatever is being taken on is being taken on by the Prudential Committee, who are
Yeah.
the ones in charge.
Yeah,
So
perfect. Let them deal with it.
yes, I have been nudging firmly and friendly, but they're the ones who are actually saying, yes, we will do this and signing so
Yeah.
that none of the decisions are going to be on Ilsley or
Yeah.
myself. So,
May I ask, is there
yes.
any issue with high humidity in the basement?
Yes. Yes. There's humidity in the basement. One of the fun things, so you dodged the bullet of not being here in January in the afternoon when it is cold. So you've almost gained all of your like greeting cards of Sarah Partridge interior temperatures because this is very warm. The other one you have experience is coming in January on Tuesday morning when there is an activity downstairs. This is the only thermostat. So they literally bump this thermostat uncomfortably hot up
Yeah.
here so that it will be barely
Bearable.
warm downstairs.
Yeah.
But it is like you walk in, you go, oh God. You like immediately have to take off your winter coat and everything. It is so
And that's when you do story times too.
that's when I do story time. So the kids are like hot flash this summer. Yeah. Yes. So wait, is there anything I can answer or any other questions?
I was going to say, I just skimmed what you wrote, but what's your post-it?
Yeah, the Historical
What's
Society
that?
has it on their web, has the actual like draft that I was still scribbling on right as I was walking up to give it on their website. But yes, we
We
could
should put it on the
put it on
library
the website.
website.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
Great.
great. I
It's kind
haven't
of like,
gotten through it all, but
I didn't get a chance to fully read it either, so I would love it.
I did see some places where I would have laughed.
It was so much fun to think about, what the most popular book was in
Yeah, you just thought of
1925.
it.
And whether or not that book actually would have been on the shelf here, it's not likely. It was basically run by the Methodist, the very staunchly community minded, we're gonna be The librarian is going to be the arbiter of moral things. And so I doubt the Great Gatsby
Gonna
plays well there, right? So there's that.
All right.
All right. If there's nothing else, I will kind of skedaddle.
Thank you so much for
Thank
everything,
you.
Laura.
Thank you again. I love this stuff. This is what is feeding my soul. And I am just so lucky to have the opportunity to be able to
Well, you're
help
amazing
you.
at it. Thank you so
We're lucky to
much.
have you.
We are
Yeah,
so lucky
we're
to
lucky
have
to
you
have
as
you. The same.
I not as much.
No.
I mean, I love being a town clerk. I do, but Sarah Partridge, the library is what's keeping me going and like returning that energy, you know, to filling the bucket or whatever phrase they say. Story time and Thursday afternoons at the Yellow House is what is keeping me
Great.
from becoming a raging lunatic. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, and I will say, we were here, Jess and I were out here for East Middlebury for a townwide yard sale that we
Yes.
know.
Yes.
But as we were walking along, we ran into somebody who I have not seen since they're now high schooler. I mean, we've seen each other, but they're now high schooler who I remember as a toddler at the East Middlebury story time. We ran into each other and she was like, "You don't remember Meg, but here is the context in which you know her."
Yeah, she says so often. Yes.
Yes, and the high schooler was like, "Uh-huh, sure." But he was here and
Yes.
three.
Yes. I mean, I think we have so a kid graduated from preschool and is now in second grade, and she still comes back and she sees me out and about, and it's like it must be how Elvis felt because her face lights up, she shrieks, like it's a whole. And it's just amazing to have to know that I'm that person, that I remember my childhood librarian the same way. And it just, her name was Ricky, and I loved her. And just to know, or and Karen Davis, just to know that I'm that person for these kids, it's just, it literally is feeding myself. So
Yeah.
thank you very much. And if
Thank
you have
you.
any questions,
Yeah.
please let me know. I'm happy to help and crunch numbers and look for breaker panels and circuits and things like that. All
All
right.
right, I have the keys. Do I do
Yes.
the inside and the outside or just the outside
Just on the
door?
outside.
Okay, great.
Well, everything else is locked up.
Great.
And I will leave this here. I will thank you. And bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank
Go cool off.
I'm
No. Oh, no. So Laura brought that. It's the speech she gave last summer. Thank you. Sorry, I was late. I was in the wrong place at the right time.
Oh, sorry. I should have
But
sent out a reminder.
you did. That was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. This is a nice place, and that was it. I
Anyway,
almost sent
Karen.
out another reminder, but then I was running late and
No,
it cut out.
this
So,
only. Yeah, no.
all right. So, moving into the director's report, then is our next thing.
Does anyone have questions about anything not relocation or building related?
I wanted to issue a reminder that if people have not put those dates into their calendar, that those should be, obviously the events should be in folks' calendars so that as many of them as possible can be attended.
Well, and I also, when we get to it, I brought sign up sheets for volunteer shifts so
Okay.
people can start thinking about when they might want to volunteer. Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't feel like there's much going on other than the relocation. To me, anyways, if the librarians were here, they would have a lot to say about summer programming and stuff like that. Oh, actually, I guess one personnel update that I didn't put in here is my slow, monotonous quest to make Royce the assistant library director gained momentum somewhat. The town is okay with it. It is removing a position from the union, which they anticipate the union might grieve. So before they want, we're going to move forward with it, they wanted me to check in with and just find out, like, would you even want to do this? And so I finally talked to her about it last week for the first time, and she's very excited about the prospect. I was worried she was going to be like, oh, like, that's not necessary. I don't need, I don't want to change my job. But it was wonderful. She felt appreciated and seen, and she was like, I could take on more responsibility and all this stuff. So it was just great. So I told the town, yes, we definitely want to move forward with it. And the next stop is bringing the updated position description to the personnel committee. And then after they approve it, which I am sure they will, we'll be able to make it official. And then whether or not the union decides to push back, I think should really be an issue for the town administration, not so much me and Royce.
You care about that for me a little bit, you know, the union position compared to a system librarian.
So the library has I think four union positions currently. Jennifer is a union position, Catherine is union, Emmanuel is union, and Royce is union.
Patricia's not.
Trisha is not union. Trisha is so Trisha, Haley, Chris, myself are all librarians in the professional sense, and we have MLIS degrees and we are non-union
Because
salaried,
you have
well,
a
a
professional
professional, partly because we have a professional degree
membership
and
kind of
partly
thing.
because we're management. And so
Okay.
we manage other librarians and we take on there. The state has, I don't know if it's the state or a federal thing, but there's a whole list of
Right.
qualification or I don't know what you call it, things about a job that make it union or
Criterion.
criteria that
Yeah.
make it non-union. And the town's union contract also spells out what makes a position union or non-union. And so but in the library, the line is pretty much drawn between if you're full-time and you have an MLIS degree and you're hired with that, then you're non-union. So Royce was, it's an interesting case because she was hired with an MLIS degree, but the position did not require it. And in the time that she's been here, she has taken on so much responsibility. I mean, she's basically running the libraries day to day while I'm working on the project. And she supervises Emmanuel. So it's a union position supervising another union position, which I think is a not supposed to happen. So the town agrees that the way she is currently filling that position, it should be non-union. And she should be moved into a professional management position. I really don't care whether it's union or not union. The difference is pay scale, and I want to move her up to a higher pay scale. So.
Do you anticipate any changes in supervision and like who does evaluation for anything with that? No.
Nope, she'll still report to me.
Yeah.
She'll still supervise Emmanuel.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's exciting that it's finally moving forward. We started talking about this with the trustees. I mean, it was one of my goals last August.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So
Good
coming up on a
job.
year of having
Yeah.
of it. So it's yeah, the wheels of local government roll slowly, but we're getting there.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments related to the report? Pretty short and sweet. It's
Yeah, I'm like
good.
running out of things to say that aren't going to be covered later in
All
the
right.
meeting. So
Yeah. All
I don't know
right.
what we're going to do at these meetings once we're in the new buildings.
I
I know we're going to start the strategic plan, but.
Well, I've already heard some thoughts about policies that
Oh.
just wanted to have
Oh,
conversations about.
great.
So, room related, space related, and
From community members?
no,
Oh,
I'm
okay.
hearing them from staff. I'm hearing them. Yeah. So do they need to be leaving before the library opens?
So nothing. It doesn't
That
look
will
like
never
there's
happen.
any.
No,
Nothing
it doesn't
ever.
look like there's anything that we need to act on in any kind of emergent way. There was some conversation, I think, about right. We had that about policies earlier this year, and so that should carry us through. And what I've said essentially is, you know, let's make a list of all the things that we need to have more conversations about, and we will tackle them starting at the very earliest in September.
Yeah. Yeah,
What are some of the things
once
that
we
people
have a
are just
sense of,
curious?
yeah. But yeah, I'm curious too, what are the concerns?
There weren't really concerns so much. I think there were questions. So there was one question about homeschool families who live within the Addison Central School District, but whose children don't attend
We
the
give them free
school.
cards. I
Yeah,
feel like that one
it
made its
happened.
way to me as
Yes,
well
I think it,
recently.
yeah,
And
I
yeah.
was just, it was based on a
It
recent
yeah, it might not
conversation.
be written down, so we can add it. But yeah, we
Right.
give when
Yeah.
in doubt, we just give people the card.
Well, and so this was the thing, was it
Yeah.
seems as though they're all being dealt with. The question is, I think, whether we want to formally
Yeah.
write them down. So that was one of them. And then I think the other one had to do with spaces, and I think this is pretty well addressed. Spaces that are for children or youth during sort of prime time hours, and who should be in those spaces, and who the primary patrons are for
I
those.
do
I
think
think
there's
that's been addressed.
addressed.
I
I think
think we've
I think it's
addressed that.
addressed. I do think there's still some like ambient anxiety about that. I know the teen spaces especially, people are worried that how are we going to stop other patrons from going in there. But we're talking about it.
And that's exactly what I said, is I think that
Yeah.
that's probably covered, and if it doesn't feel as though it's well enough covered after we move in, let's revisit.
Yeah, because I think we thought that through pretty
I
carefully
think it
at
is
that point
addressed,
too. But if they are having trouble, then we'll deal with it.
Exactly.
I think you have to just wait and see how everything plays out, because the
Yeah.
adult spaces are so beautiful
I just don't
that
think many people are going to want to enter a space that says teens only when they have all these other
And there are
great opportunities.
many
Yeah.
other spaces.
Yeah.
I don't
This
know who's been in the library super recently, but it's there's just so many little breakout rooms
Yeah.
available.
Yeah. My old office is so nice now. It's like they just like put the new fancy doors on and like it's completely finished. I was like, oh my God, I would like you can't even recognize it. It has an extra window now. It's
Oh,
crazy.
nice.
Yeah.
To where? Into the hallway? And the.
So the windows of that space open up like into the atrium now.
Nice.
Yeah. And it turned out there were two windows the whole time. One of them
Oh.
had just been drywalled over.
Oh.
So it's actually a historic window.
Wow.
It was there the
Wow.
whole
That's
time.
cool.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
amazing.
It's wild.
You needed more space for that shelving.
I guess so. I guess so. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they've drywalled over me.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So we did
Great.
move actually relatively seamlessly into this liaison and
Okay.
officer reports section.
Great.
So one update I wanted to give from the director's evaluation committee, and Claire, this is going to be news to you also.
Okay. Don't worry, it's
is
not bad news.
it's not no
It's just
Daniel
news.
and I discussed pushing her evaluation process back until after we've gone through the renovation and expansion this year,
Yeah. Great.
because
That
doing
makes
it now
sense. Thank you.
is hard
Yeah.
on a number of levels. So we will revisit that in the fall, and then we can expect that that will come to the board just a little bit later than usual. But so then this is the opportunity for other kind of reports from officers or friends of liaison. Good news events.
All the news.
Eddie.
We take all news here, unfortunately.
Just no pain.
Yeah.
And this is for Dana. She gets the minutes too and the reports from the friends. So they made $921.25 last Saturday
What?
in their book
Unbelievable.
sale. And that is
No.
because peasant market doesn't do it away, right? They
Oh, that's
coordinated it with
right.
the peasant market. So
Amazing.
I walked in at the end and they were all very happy. They also wanted us and maybe the staff to have these amazing bags.
Oh.
So they tried to sell them. They had 31 left, and they just said, you know, how about if you give one of each to the staff?
Oh,
It's not
that's so nice.
the material that you
Want
have
it to be?
been.
Yeah.
But there's one for each of you, and I think I might have won the card. So the question actually was, would we want to give each of the staff members
Oh,
a swaddle and
you could
just
put a
have
few
them?
part of the staff
Yes.
appreciation
Yeah,
thing.
that was me. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Yeah.
So I have them in the car. We'll just.
I'm gonna say no
Yeah.
because I have
I have
bags and bags
thousands of
on my
bags, but
porch.
well, you kind of figured this was kind of advertisement. So instead of,
Okay,
you know,
I'll take it. Yeah.
If you want it,
I'm
if
still saying
yeah, I you have
no.
the right to say no. Yeah. So and they I think they signed up with a new website provider. So it's Edge now, and it's not web-based anymore, but it's, you know, desktop-based. So anyway, they were all very happy and they're saving a lot of money, like
Great. Oh, good.
$21 a month or something. So, you know, the friends are an amazingly powerful group of women.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
You're telling me.
they question each other and they, you know, support each other and they're very focused and it's great. It's quite okay.
Never a dull meeting.
Never dull
That's
meeting.
for sure.
And we are so grateful to you for
Yes.
bringing
Yes.
everything to me.
No, I didn't know all the things they were doing. So it was
Mm.
really interesting. And I think that is it at the moment. I think the one question was how they will contribute to the open house, right? That was still financially. That
Oh,
was
okay.
still right. That was still the question, and I think that will clarify in this meeting. Unfortunately, I will not be in town for the next
I think I'll
meeting.
be
Okay.
here.
Would you
Is it
be
this
able? It
Thursday?
is this
Yeah, I think I'll
Thursday,
be here.
and
Yeah.
it's at Revelle's house.
Oh,
Alexander
okay.
Revelle's house.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
you know where she lives, right?
Yeah, I should be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. Thank you. That is great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I wondered, Natasha, if
Yeah.
you wanted to give an update.
Sure.
As treasurer.
Yeah. So, I had after the last meeting, I provided this check. I wrote it on our checkbook, which is living with Meg at the moment.
Yep.
On our Vanguard account, and then unfortunately, this has just taken up way too many people's time. So the issue is that the Marquee Theater says that they deposited it and that it bounced. And I was like, oh, that's interesting, because there's like, you know, $1,000 or something more than that in there, plenty to cover it. Then I asked them for a copy of the check, and they weren't able to get the back that has been signed. It's like, okay. So in the meantime, I called Vanguard and I was on, and I'm just like, this is why I'm the worst person for this job. Like
I'm so
I just was on
sorry.
hold, and then the woman kept putting me on hold and she didn't know what she was doing and she had to keep talking to people and she couldn't figure out because she and both Meg and I have been, because we have an online account. So you can see if a check comes into the account, that check did not come into the account. So that's, I don't know what happened. My guess is that it somehow didn't get deposited, because even the woman on the phone was like, who didn't know anything, but she's like, I don't see any check coming into your account. Because obviously, if it had bounced, it would have been presented
Right.
and we would have had like a fee and all this kind of business, right? So I haven't checked lately, and I'm probably, I don't know.
I want to say I look this weekend
Yeah,
anyway.
okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened with that check. I don't know if it's the Marquee or their bank or whatever it is. But in any event, so we're going to retry this. So I've just given a check to the library for half of the cost of the Marquee staff appreciation. And if that goes well, and if it gets deposited, then we'll know that that's just some weird thing that happened with the
Yeah.
Marquee.
Hopefully
And
that's what happens.
hopefully that's what happens, because if someone had to unravel that with Vanguard, it can't be me. So I'll have to figure it out. But we'll just leave
So
that.
you're just
Yeah.
repaying Marquee,
Yeah,
trying
you know,
again.
repaying
Go look
actually the
for it.
library. We're just
Oh, you
paying
paid
for
because
the
you paid it.
whole,
Yeah.
yeah, and then we'll reimburse.
Yes.
And so, and then we obviously will have expenditures for the staff, you know, grand opening things that we're doing. So we'll write checks and we'll see what happens.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
The
But
other thing I didn't ask, did you send it via mail or did you
I hand delivered it to
okay.
the guy at the Marquee, and it
Yeah.
was deposited. I
Yeah.
mean, according to them, there was deposited
Okay.
in their account. So I don't know what happened. It's
That's odd.
very odd.
Hope
Anyways.
yeah, hopefully the one you just gave us gets deposited
Yeah.
and there's no problem there, because there are a couple of vendors for the grand opening. It
Yeah.
will just be easier for the trustees to pay them
Yeah.
rather than going through the town.
Yeah.
The town can't pay individuals unless they sign up to be on payroll. And
Oh.
so people that are only working for like 2 hours
Yeah,
don't like to do that. So it would be so much easier if the trustees could pay a few of these vendors and stuff.
no.
So we'll be able to get it sorted out by then. I'm sure we will.
Okay.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Thank you, Natasha.
Actually, you can see the last person who wrote a check on that checkbook was Diane, who wrote it to the Marquis for the staff appreciation event a year
Right.
ago.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm assuming like in between now and then, it's the same account and nothing has changed. So, I don't know. Anyways, we'll see. Remains to be seen.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I think the other thing we learned was that our mail was not going through properly.
Yeah, it's being returned, apparently. So hopefully that problem has gotten fixed.
Yeah.
Vanguard was telling me that the mail was not being delivered. It was getting
Yeah, I'm
returned.
getting mail all the time
I don't know
from
what's going on.
Vanguard.
And there's you are?
There's plenty of envelopes in the trusty mailbox from Vanguard.
Oh, well, we haven't.
Oh, I guess I should have. I don't email you guys every time we get mail,
No,
but
but
there's.
the website says that the mail is bouncing. So there's something weird going on.
Okay.
Maybe we should collect that mail. I guess
I should have brought it today.
No, it's okay.
I was
Sorry. All
thinking,
right, we'll deal with this.
interesting. At
Yeah.
this point, if you talk to them, it's better to just change the address back to 75 Main.
Yeah.
We can
Well, that's where
start.
our checkbook is
That our
at.
checkbook says 75 Main.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think
so,
that's the address that we have.
oh, maybe you just never updated it. And so it's.
Oh, so they're sending it to.
But the
To.
post office just brings us everything for 75. So
Right.
we're still getting it, but maybe somehow they're, I don't know.
Yeah. So that was also my reaction was maybe we should just wait a month before we try to fix anything because
Who knows?
who knows exactly. So but I did want to make sure that other board members
Yes.
knew that this kind of wonky situation going on. Yeah. And I think this is an excellent opportunity for Natasha to say, you know, next year, if she's not treasurer, we're because I will be coming off as a signatory, like somebody who has patience for you. All of these kinds of things should be at least the second signatory.
I just wish I could be a signatory
Oh,
because
so do
I'm the
you.
continuity that doesn't change. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, it's not your fault. We'll have to figure it out. I guess, you know, it might be worth having a conversation with Vanguard to figure out if there is some other way to do this, but I don't think there is. I'm sure that we've already explored all that, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I think it's hard because our terms are relatively short.
Yeah.
And I suspect that's really what's going on.
Yeah.
But I'm dealing with them in so many other ways right
Oh.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in some ways this feels like the easiest thing. So if
Yeah.
somebody needs to call them again.
Before we move off of officer reports, I just had a quick question. As now secretary, if you're looking for anything on from me, and just I know you're doing AI notes, but if you want me to look for a student coming up, like what should be on my plate?
Well, I was just gonna say, I was just gonna ask that actually when you mentioned the AI notes, because that is a question I think for the board. Do we want to have a note taker again?
Yeah.
Because that was actually really lovely to have
It
Leafy.
was wonderful to have Leafy.
Yes.
I think, and I mean, it's not a problem to pay for it. It's like
Okay.
$20 a month. It's really not a big deal.
Yeah. Are you
I,
thinking of students to
yeah.
come for you?
I mean, and it's awesome experience for them, also for the
Yeah.
right person who's interested in doing it.
I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if it's someone that has a genuine interest, it's a great opportunity to learn about local government and how a library works, and it's good writing experience. So if you want to cast your eye about and see if
Yeah.
you can find a young person, that'd be great. And if no
It would
one,
be for the fall.
yeah, it'd
Yeah.
be for the
Yeah.
fall. And if the right person doesn't come along, it's no problem to do the notes on AI.
Yeah.
So there's no pressure, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. And I just didn't want to assume you're taking care of things that a secretary typically does. So I just wanted to check
Well,
that
I
I'd
appreciate
be
that.
helpful.
I appreciate that. I think that like once we're in the new building and I'm not dealing with the construction and we have the AI note taker, it's really not a heavy lift at all. So it doesn't bother me to do that. But it's great to give someone the opportunity and for us to have that role in the community.
Do we have any concerns about AI note taking?
Well,
Have we discussed that?
we haven't discussed it. However, we are required to record and post a recording of our meetings. So it's already all public. And the recording that I post is a recording from Zoom. So I haven't had too many concerns about it, but it's a good thing to be aware of.
Before we move on, any additional liaison MCTV, I guess that's Barbara, or other kind of, I guess Barbara's also community engagement.
MCTV is doing well. They just got their check from the library, their annual. We paid them basically for the upcoming fiscal year, which happens once a year, so that's good. And Kurt is talking with REARC and getting their space set up to the way he wants it. And they are planning on having their August MCTV board meeting in the new library.
Oh wow, that's great. And then community engagement, we have
We're meeting
yeah
next
we're
week, I
right
think, next
yeah
Monday.
and we're gonna
And
work
we had a great last meeting,
Yeah, I feel
right?
like we're pretty good. And we'll talk about it in this
Great.
meeting.
All right, so moving into construction and relocation updates, Dana just handed this all calendar with all of the new. Have there been any changes, I
There
guess?
have been changes, but none that I need to call out specifically. We are definitely in crunch time. We're feeling it. We are like, we're gonna make it. Everything's gonna be fine, but there's gonna be more overlap between the REARC team and the Ilsley team. We're gonna move in, and it's still gonna be a construction site, which is fine. Doesn't bother me, but it's just something for everyone to be aware of. We were supposed to have our inspection on the 24th.
The elevator.
Well, the elevator has a separate inspection, but the building occupancy, the certificate of occupancy was scheduled for the 24th, and that is dependent on the elevator passing its own inspection. Unfortunately, there's only one guy that can do it, Josh Maxim, our fire warden guy, and he's going to be on vacation. So they had to push it up to the 20th. So it's a week from today. The building will certainly not be done. So what we're now hoping to get is a conditional certificate of occupancy, which would allow us to move forward with the furniture and book relocation. And then hopefully, and it would give us a little more grace time for the elevator. And then when Josh is back from vacation and the books and the furniture are in, hopefully by then all the little stuff would be done. And he would say, you've got your official certificate of occupancy sometime in early August. Fingers crossed. The elevator is dependent on getting this POTS line installed. And it's been very difficult to get, it could either be Fidium or Comcast to come out and do it. We do have Comcast scheduled to come out on the 15th and install their piece of the puzzle. So I feel like we're at least making progress on that. The elevator's coming along. I'm not 100% sure how we're going to install the shelving and the furniture without the elevator, but we have a meeting with the furniture and elevator and shelving people tomorrow. And REARC has come up with some ideas. They're like, you could pay our crew to carry stuff. We could maybe get a lift and lift stuff. The tricky thing is that the blacktop will be down by then, so they don't want to have any really heavy machinery on the blacktop outside. So there's not necessarily a clear path forward for some of these things yet, but no one is panicked about finding a way to get it done. I think everyone feels like we're going to get it done. It's just going to be more complicated and less fun than we were hoping it would be. But we'll get there. We will get there. I was up in Williston this morning meeting with our sign guy. The exterior signage is getting installed tomorrow, and then interior signage sometime before August 20th. I've told them that's the last day that they could do it. So that's moving forward. The dumpster should be out in Vergennes as of today. I haven't gone out to check. I'll try and go check tomorrow. We'll see. The librarians have it out there for a week so they can get rid of anything that needs to be trashed. So we are really getting ready for the move. Access control is getting installed later this week. Lots of little things like that. Our PA system is getting installed soon. I am still thinking the librarian move-in day will be the 31st. Let's see. Heading into August, but also when we get into Meyer moving the books, the last day of operations. The contractor open house did get moved back to the 12th. I just haven't updated that on here yet. The trustee meeting, our first trustee meeting in the new building, will be on the 10th. Yeah. So we're on schedule-ish. Budget-wise, we have $7,000 still of contingency. So, we're
Amazing.
That's amazing.
We're okay. It's because I
It is
started shifting
amazing.
expenses to our capital improvements budget. But it is still amazing. Yeah. That we're going to be, I think, knock on wood, okay. I only have two more meetings with the architect, so like there can't be that many more expenses, dear God. So yeah, I think for construction we are rolling right along. And in terms of relocation, I think I have things pretty well lined up to close out the Duclos building. We have not contracted with, but we've scheduled with Earth, Waste, and Metal to come in and remove the old shelving. We have the electrician that installed the stacks lighting coming in to take the lights back because we have no use for them. And then we have, I forget the painters, but some painter lined up to patch and paint the Duclos building. And my goal is for us to be out of there by the end of August, because the new folks will be moving in. Furniture is almost all already spoken for and taken care of.
Who's moving into that space?
It will be a mix of smaller organizations. So, like offices, basically. So, AECED, the Addison County Economic Development Corporation, will have their offices there now. I believe Catherine and Kelly, K and K from BMP, will be upstairs in the staff office. Our staff, our old staff office, I guess. And then I think there's someone else going in there too, but I don't know. I don't know if
So are
Emily
they
is.
renting from the bank?
I
You
don't
don't know
know.
the
I don't
situation.
know the situation. I don't know if it's been finalized yet. I've seen them all on walkthroughs. We've talked about what furniture they might want to keep. I don't know any of the details.
Because they're not non-profits, right? These owners.
Well, BMP
Are
is
they?
definitely a nonprofit.
And I think ACBC
They might be
is
governmental or
They're
nonprofit, but
quasi-government.
yeah. So yeah, I'm not sure if it's official yet, but I would like to just get out of there. I love being there, but I don't want to be operating multiple spaces at once. And I have had made, I'm picking it up from the framer next week, that letter that you guys signed to the National Bank of Middlebury and a few photos of the Duclos building all framed up together in a nice big thing. So we'll present that to them.
Thank you.
And then we will also print out those, like that booklet, the special edition impact report about our time in Sarah Partridge. So I hope that's enough. I feel like we're saying thank you to the bank and.
We inviting them to the donor
Yes,
preview
I
party
invited
also.
the Caroline Carpenter, the president, and then Jamie McKenna, who has sort of been our liaison, invited the two of them. And then I invited Bill Townsend, who helped, who facilitated our rental of the for Jen's storage space.
Oh,
So
nice. Great.
yeah, we have a plan to close out over there too. There's a little less pressure from me. I don't feel as much pressure to get out of there quickly, and there's also just a lot less to do out there, so not as big of a deal.
Well, a lot of moving parts. Yeah.
Yes. Community updates or community events?
Yeah. I don't know whether this fits into this section or the next section, but Marina and I, we have been working with Barbara
Oh,
to think
yeah.
about the staff
Yes.
gifts. And I know I emailed you about those. So we figured out who we need to give little gifts for. We're putting together some bags. I know we're gonna have some real bags. And then we've got a little kit that we're going to put together with some plants and the gift cards to the bookstore.
Oh, did I say I was going to get the gift
You
cards?
said you were going to get the gift
Okay.
cards. If the checkbook is working, I can pick things up.
It's easy since we have like a charge account with them. I
Oh,
can do
okay.
it and then you guys
You
can
can
just
reimburse.
reimburse. How much did we decide each gift card should be? That's all I need to know.
30. I think
Yeah.
we talked
30.
about 20. Yeah.
30. Should we talk about 30?
Yeah,
Yeah.
30 each.
I think
Okay.
at least.
Yeah, that gets like a nice hardcover book. And yeah, that's really generous. Okay, I will get those and get them to you.
Perfect. And that's, oh, sorry, 16 is the number that we came up with. And then we're wondering whether you would hand them over to us before the 30th of
Yes.
July. And we
Yes.
had talked about wanting to put them on desks on the 30th, and I didn't
Okay.
know if that was something where you could
Yes.
meet us
Yes,
there.
yes, yes, yes.
On the 30th to be
Yeah.
able to do that.
Do you want us to give everyone like a little tiny card and have the trustees sign it, or did you have any thought about that?
So we have been working on
A poem or something.
something nice. Marita, do you remember off the top of your head when we are meeting again with Barbara?
On the 20th, I think
Okay.
we wanted to kind of compile it out
Oh,
across,
nice.
community. So there is a ChatGPT poll and
Oh!
needs a little tweaking, a little bit, and a
Oh,
little
so
bit of work,
excited to read it.
but
That's
it's
so
very
fun.
fun.
That's fun.
And then your descriptive of a description of each of the objects.
Yes. So
Great.
there is definitely going to be kind of some written pieces, and I think a card would be lovely, but I know you're headed out of town, and I don't
That's
know if
okay,
you can
small
get
thin
both of us.
shots. Yeah, I
Which is
mean,
fine. You signed your name.
I'm here. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, you'll be here the 25th. I know I will see you
Yes.
25th or 26th.
26, 27, 28th. So
Yeah.
I'm here for
Okay.
that window. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So should we get some cards and
Sure,
mail?
that'd be
Yeah.
awesome.
Okay. Okay. I can. Yeah.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you
That
so
sounds
much. Thank you
fun.
so much.
We do have the Ilsley note cards that have letterpress, Ilsley Public Library. Would you, as the trustees, I mean, it's your stationery. Would you like to use that?
I think that would be
Okay,
great.
that sounds
Let's see.
good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do they come with envelopes or
They do.
just?
Yeah, they're small. They're just little note cards, but it's perfect. So I'll just put them in the trustees president's mailbox.
Okay, almost perfect.
Do you want us to go in and sign those or?
That's probably, well, why don't we say if you can get in before the next trustees meeting, before the next board meeting, to sign them, yes. So Natasha,
Oh,
like, you'll
dearie,
have
I don't.
time.
Do you want me just to sign for you when I go in?
I do know. I mean,
Okay.
it's the 27th and 20, what is it, July 30th that you're gonna have? So you need to be
Nothing with
before
it.
the 30th, right?
Okay, so you'll have that window.
Yeah, I'll have that window.
Okay.
I'll put it on the, I can do that.
Thank you all so much for working on these. It's going to mean so much to the team.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at how much work they're doing.
It was a lot of fun.
And you're doing plants as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Which just little ones.
Do you need any help? You're okay.
Bob already
Barb,
got us.
oh, Barbara's helping
Barbara
too.
knows. Yeah.
Okay. All
We
right.
got the other stuff.
Okay.
We're meeting to combine all four
Okay,
courses
great.
and put the whole thing together.
Okay. That's me so fun.
And they're succulents, so people don't need to pay a lot of attention.
Yeah, they don't require a lot of water.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's, I think, the first major event, right, in terms of community events. And I think we'll probably just want to be in touch around what time on the 30th to meet you over there. And if things are shifting and staff movement isn't happening until another day, we can get
Let
those
it
up.
dust. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Here, I'll hand out another little handout. So this is a list of what I think we need for volunteers for each event. As Claire mentioned, we're going to meet with the committee planning all these events next week. And so I'll bring this list to them as well. I feel like we're looking pretty good for all the events. So for the book cart parade, which is on the 6th, from 4 to 5 p.m., the bank is going to stay open late so we can use their ramp.
Oh,
We have gotten, we've drafted a waiver, so participants will have to sign a waiver, but that's fine. We've cleared it with the PD that we are going to be using volunteer crossing guards to get across the street. I've purchased the handheld stop signs and the vests. So we just need, I think, 4 crossing guard volunteers. And then we need volunteers to roll the carts. I've probably got like 5 of the 20 carts committed. The Middlebury College librarians are going to take a cart.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's like a couple organizations that are doing it. I want the trustees to do a cart if enough of you would be here to do that. But yeah, that's kind of where we are in terms of the book cart parade. We don't have to do all that much for that. For the contractor open house, that has been pushed to the 12th from 3:30 to 5:30, which seems so early to me, but that's what the superintendent and the project manager advised for this group of folks.
So that's, sorry, that's changed since Barbara, I think, had
Yeah,
missed the 13th. Okay.
it has. So it's the 12th. The invite has gone out. Or at least I've gotten the invite to ReArch. I don't know if they've sent it out yet or not, but I have no idea how many people are going to come, but we have an RSVP link, so hopefully we'll have a good idea. And I think for this, we had the committee had talked about having a greeter, having 2 greeters at the door just to say thank you to people on their way in. I thought it's probably pretty exhausting to greet people and be upbeat and peppy for too long, so I did 2 shifts, half an hour each. We'll be in teams of 2, so I don't think it'll be that onerous. And then we need a pizza pickup volunteer, although that could be 2 librarians. So some of these things could be filled by librarians as well. So I think contractor open house, we're also looking pretty good. Donor preview party. The invitations got dropped in the mail today, and I saw
Oh,
Natasha at the post office.
yeah.
So be on the lookout for your invites. We also have an RSVP list set up for that. And I have all the invitees' emails. So I'm going to be sending 2 reminders via email. We will need greeters for that event as well. And then we're going to have a downstairs bar and an upstairs bar. Mostly librarians will be staffing those. And then Karen LaFlamme. La Flame, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, is a professional bartender that Barbara found us, who is
Oh,
going to kind of take the lead.
fabulous.
I haven't met her yet, but we have a tour coming up. And so that's just nice because that way Trisha and Laura and Haley will be able to spend half the time bartending and half the time enjoying, which
Great.
is great. And then I guess maybe I should add like a cleanup crew volunteer, but I don't think it'll be very heavy. Heavy cleanup. And Emmanuel will be there and he'll be kind of circulating and cleaning up as we go. We're going to get cheese plates from Haymaker and then I will just buy all the wine and beer and soft drinks a few days before and we'll get ice. I will make remarks. I already have them drafted and they're with the fundraising consultants for being reviewed and edited. MCTV is going to record, or not record, handle the sound setup. So I don't think there's all that much else we have to do for that one. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Grand opening. Oh, by the way, here is, we can pass these around. This is a draft of the book cart
Oh,
parade.
that's
And then
great.
this is the, we're gonna print those out to hand out. We've also got one in like the 18 by 20, whatever size that we can do for posters in businesses around town. And then we have a smaller scale one that we can use for Instagram posting. So we've got the poster set and ready to go for the grand opening.
Great.
Probably the day before the grand opening, REARC will set up a big tent in the upper parking lot. We've got our permit to close the upper parking lot for that morning.
So cute.
The
I love the
morning,
coloring.
it's fun, right? I tried to
It's
keep it
so
kind of
fun.
similar. Yeah.
It's great.
There's not a ton of information, but there's also not, it's like,
That's everything you need.
that's all there is. So.
Yeah. And once you've got those finalists, I happen to be hosting the summer play groups at Quarry Hill all summer. And so they're Mondays and Wednesdays. So if you get them to me early enough, I can put them up
Great.
there for families with little kids.
Well, yeah, that one's finalized, I think. And this one, I just want to show the committee on Monday. Who knows how much feedback they'll have, but hopefully not too much. Let's see. I don't know.
Helen, we've already previewed it. We've already
The
stamped
committee that's
it.
planning, helping
Oh,
plan all this.
I was like, okay, wait,
But
which committee?
there's other members that's committee
With a passing design interest.
Yes.
So, anyways, hopefully the tent will be set up the day before. I think I'm also going to ask MCTV to set up their tent close by, and we'll put a few chairs under that, and that will be where the Bristol band plays, because they're going to play in the half hour leading up to the ribbon cutting. So we'll need some volunteers to bring out chairs from the community meeting room to the tent in the morning. We'll need some volunteers to help set up the terrace, which will really just be like moving around tables, putting out some tablecloths, and then putting the food, arranging the food and drinks. I think we need someone to pick up cookies from Otter Creek and Haymaker. Maybe they'll deliver, I don't know. Not sure yet. We need two volunteers, four volunteers, I think, to hold the ribbon at the children's room. Do you guys remember this? We have ribbons that say grand opening, and we need two volunteers to like pull it and then let the kids cut. I was thinking we would just do that for an hour. People are there after the first hour, they don't need to do. We can get the ribbon back out if someone wants it. But yeah, I thought 10:30 to 11 and then 11 to 11:30 is plenty. I didn't do greeters for the grand opening. It doesn't seem like we I don't know if we need it. I don't think so. But
Direction, somebody to help with the wayfinding.
okay, a wayfinding person.
I think it'd be nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe the
And it's
wayfinding.
kind of festive.
Okay, wayfinding slash welcome. Okay, so maybe another, so that we'll do two shifts there too, half an hour each, 10:30 to 11. Well, maybe just 10:30 to 11. Yeah.
Unless you want someone hanging out in case they're coming later.
I think if they're coming later,
They'll figure it
they'll
out.
figure it out. Well, and let me also pass out, I should have passed this out already. This is like the coverage
I'm going to.
that the librarians are going to be providing during the grand opening. So we're going to have
Oh, wow.
in the children's room, Daniela is going to be on the circ desk because we are open. People can check books out. So she will be working on the desk, and we'll probably have a substitute there to help her. Trisha will be floating. She'll just be there to greet people and answer questions. And then Julie is going to be manning a button making station so kids
That's
can make fun
great.
buttons. Royce is going to be sort of covering the atrium and the welcome desk and or answering questions. And Chris Allen will be on the welcome desk checking out books. Chris Kirby will be covering the community meeting room. Jennifer will be in the historic great room. Upstairs on the second floor, Haley will be circulating in the adult collection and the little second floor reading room. Bree will be in the second floor staff office. And if people have questions about the break room, she'll pop in there every once in a while. Kurt is obviously in MCTV. Catherine will be hanging out near the teen and tween collections. Sorry, middle school and high school. I keep forgetting that's what we're calling them now. We just recataloged everything. And then Laura will be up in the adult gathering area and on the roof terrace. I should probably add to this volunteer list one or two people to just be on the roof terrace, keeping an eye on the refreshments table. Like, I don't. Yeah.
Dana, in case of inclement weather, everything can be moved inside. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got to think about how exactly we would fit all that in. But yes, I think probably what we would do is move. Maybe we would move to the community room.
So see, I think refreshments could probably be
Yeah.
in the community
Yeah.
room. That's
Yeah.
probably the easiest space.
Yeah. So the children's room volunteers, I'll add in refreshment table volunteers. And then at noon, just a couple volunteers to help us bring in chairs. And the whole library team will be there, so we'll be able to do a lot of the breakdown, but it's always nice. More bodies make things go quicker. So yeah, if anyone wants, I mean, you can bring these home and email me and let me know if any slots in particular speak to you. And I think we've got all the speakers lined up for the talk. So it'll be you,
That's something I started
me,
writing.
yep,
Yep.
me, Dan Brown, Joe, and someone from REARC. And as we get closer, I'll start an email chain so we can all just kind of touch base on what we're planning on saying so that we're not repeating each other. Yeah, we got the ribbon, we got the big scissors.
Do you have kind of time parameters for speakers?
I'm telling people like 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's great.
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll take like 4 to 5, but
Yeah.
that's okay. I think I'm kind of counting on the ribbon cutting ceremony being 30 minutes. I hope it's less than that, but I think people will under if it's 30 minutes, I think people can just barely suffer through. We will look at the weather, and if it's going to be scorching hot, we will get a bunch of water bottles and have them available and stuff like that in case people are going to be
And
dying
there
in
is
heat.
tent,
There's
right?
a
There's
tent.
a tent.
And
And
yeah,
I know we
hopefully,
decided it would might not house everyone, but it would be
yeah,
that
it definitely won't
would
house
be
everyone, but hopefully people can let like the elderly and
totally.
infirm
Yeah.
and pregnant take the shaded seats. But I don't know if our lead donors will be able to make it, but I'm really hoping that they can. Yeah.
What is the donor review preview party? You're saying a few words,
Yes.
and then it's mostly going,
Smashing. Yeah.
just checking out the space,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
So I think doors open at 5. I will plan to give remarks at 5:30 on the roof terrace, or bad weather will be in the atrium for the reception. And then I think at the end of my remarks, I'll just be like, please enjoy the party. Please enjoy the new library. Like, and then everyone can just keep eating and drinking and walking around. I don't know.
And will staff all be there to kind of highlight their own section if they wanted to?
Could we do that?
Or...
I
No, I'm just
hadn't.
asking. I'm just
The only
asking.
staff
Oh.
attending as of now are
Okay.
Emmanuel and the people that signed up to do the bartending.
I mean,
But I
maybe
can
it's by
invite the.
choice, right? Like,
Right. Let
and if
people know if you would like to be there, you're invited
because they might
quickly.
enjoy that, or they may be like, no, thank you.
Well.
And if they were there, if they have their, obviously they would be available to
To ask
ask.
questions, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I should order. We obviously all have our name tags, but maybe I should get some big buttons that say like "Ask Me" or something in red for the grand opening, just to make it really obvious. Does everyone here have a name tag currently? Has anyone lost theirs and needs a new one for the grand opening?
Have fun.
Okay, great.
Would it be helpful to know if there are dates that do you want to hear from us via email? Is that your preference, or is it easy just to say, I'm here on any of these dates, or I can't make it to those?
If you want to tell me right now, I can write it for you, or you can email me. There's no easier. Email is great. I'm assuming you guys aren't going to know right now. You'd want to look at your calendars and
I know I am here for all of this.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
I
then just
also
let me
know that.
know which slots you want.
Okay.
And I hope that you guys will be, even if your shift is only 30 minutes for the contractor open house, I hope you'll hang out and like be there for the whole event. But of course, you don't have to be. I know there's a lot of events, so yeah.
And I won't be here
Yeah.
for almost everything. I mean, I come back from India the night of August 19th.
I'm
So
so
I'm
glad you'll be here
not,
for the grand opening.
but I'm not, I don't know what kind of shape I'm going to be in for the
Yeah.
Denver
Yeah.
Premier
That's
Party,
fair.
because I'll probably be, I don't
Yeah.
know. And I'm flying into Montreal, and so I just don't know. But yeah, I will be here for the grand opening, and that I should be like in fine shape, and I'm happy to sign up for whatever. I mean, I can offer to pick this stuff up at Olive Creek and Haymaker. I'm happy to do the children's ribbon room because it'll be fun. Anything that anyone doesn't want to do, I'm happy to do.
Okay.
I'll make up for all the stuff that I am gonna miss
You
if you
better.
sign up. For me, it's also easy. There might be one day I won't be there, but just to put me into a shift,
Okay.
because when people sign up, I'm very flexible.
Well, why don't I put both of you down for a ribbon cutting shift? Because you guys are both have a connection to you have a connection to the children's room and that and you just said it would be fun. So the two of you will be a dream team, Natasha and Marita
Great.
from
And
10:30 to 11.
yeah, all that. Okay.
It's just so a little low. I'm similarly happy to do whatever. If I'm giving remarks at the grand opening, I probably can't chair
Yep,
that.
yep.
But after that, happy to do whatever. And I will be there for part three as well. So I think that doing from there.
Yeah, I'm miraculously available for all events now. The
Oh.
contractor thing has been moved. So that was the only one I couldn't do, but I can. So whatever is helpful.
Yeah, and if there's something helpful at the beginning, the chair setup, terrace setup, picking stuff up from other, just if you can't find someone, just put me
Okay.
in one of the
Yeah.
slots.
Okay. I'm up early.
Okay.
I'm in walking distance. It's easy for me to be there early.
Great.
Yeah.
I
Well,
would also say I have children and I'm planning the day
I'll.
thing. So they don't know that yet. And I'm not
Oh,
in
I'm
any
doing my child work.
Oh, yes. He is a library ambassador. You tell him this is part of his official duty. It is totally, I can wrangle.
Actually, he will
Avery
be.
will be gone.
Oh my God.
And she was like, please don't forget to ask. We have to come in for a tour.
Yes. Okay.
I
Just a
don't know if
tiny.
tomorrow morning we were, but we can talk about it
Okay.
after.
Take my mother-in-law and our
Yeah.
niece, who is an architecture student, on a tour tomorrow morning at 10.
Oh.
Why don't you join them? Or I don't
Yeah.
know if you like to do that or not.
That's fine with
I think,
me.
Or
I'm
you might
not
want to do
sure
it
if I can do
separately.
10. I could send Avery though, but I haven't been in yet.
Yeah, you want to come
Oh,
in.
Crazy.
see
I
it.
know.
Oh,
Every time I go
stick
by,
to
I'm like,
it.
oh my gosh, what a silly wasted opportunity.
Leafy is taking a tour at 9 a.m. on Wednesday.
9 a.m. Wednesday, Avery's farming in Golden
Oh.
Russet. She can't.
Okay, we'll just email.
Tuesday could work. We could make it for 10 if that's helpful to just go in at the same time.
That's fine with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna write that
Okay.
in my hand because it's one of those things.
I'll see you tomorrow.
My son-in-law is like
Will
confused
she
about
be
how to
okay
get
with people
there.
joining? Okay.
But like how to, she can just park anywhere and then just come around the back, right?
Yeah, she can't park in the upper parking lot because
Right.
it is a
No.
construction
Yeah, she
zone.
knows that. But
Okay.
she'll I'll just tell her she lives in town, so she can just walk.
Yeah,
No,
she can just
no.
walk. Yeah, just walk to the library. I'll find her.
The back of the entrance.
Back entrance is best. Yeah.
She's like, what is the back? She's just anyway, she just turned 85, so
I can't wait
we'll
to meet
figure it
her.
out. Oh
I can't wait to meet
God.
her.
Gosh,
Yeah.
anyways.
It'll be fun.
Great.
Okay. Excellent. So
Wow.
we're cooking.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Cooking with gas at
Cooking
this
with gas.
point.
Yeah,
Love
yeah,
it.
yeah. It's all gonna come together. And I am just really trying to cultivate a flexible mindset. Is like, on the 20th at the donor preview party, maybe it's not 100% done. That's
That's
okay.
okay.
Maybe at the grand
Oh.
opening, there's still some tools. That's okay. We're moving into the library of the century. Like,
Yeah.
it will all be okay.
Yeah.
People have the paint is still there on still set with my face. The
The stilts are pretty cool.
stage with front, but on that ladder,
Yeah.
like so nervous for him. I was like, oh my God.
The paint looks, I'm so glad we found the money to repaint the historic
Oh,
building. That was not part of the plan,
yeah.
and it looks so much better. Oh
Oh,
my
I'm so
God.
excited to go
Oh my
in.
God. The upper parking lot should become available August 3rd.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for.
Is that the town's parking lot? So they
Yeah.
clear it and, it's not the library's
Right.
responsible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't.
Okay.
No. There is sort of ongoing confusion about who's responsible for clearing the sidewalk between the town and the library,
Yeah.
but mostly the library does that. And now that we are going to have a salt shed, we will be able to get like an electric snow blower that
Ooh.
Emmanuel can use, which will be much better than shoveling, obviously. Yeah. Any questions about grand opening community events? Okay.
No.
Great. Yay.
Okay, so I think that brings us to the retreat.
Oh,
Oh.
also, just when you do get your invite for the donor preview party, please do RSVP. Even though you've all told me you won't or will be here, it will just be helpful to have the number for ordering wine and food and beer and stuff like that.
And this, okay. Never mind. Whoop. It's fine. Good.
Bring spouses
Yeah.
if you want.
Okay. Retreat scheduling. So the retreat is currently scheduled for November 6th. And we are going to be sort of thinking forward about strategic planning is the primary goal. But as we're kind of thinking forward to November, I want to ask if there's any, if anybody has feelings about whether we need to have it facilitated or if we need any guests to attend to help us through that. This is really laying out the process. We're not doing the strategic planning at that. But if we wanted to get that together, we should probably make a plan sooner rather than later.
I guess and I would revert to you too on that, like when you're thinking about the strategic plan and how it was prior and what you're looking to do this year, which is not this year, the coming year, which is a different ball game. Like if
How often is the strategic plan rewritten or revised?
I think we would shoot for every 5 to 7 years, or every
Yeah.
7 years,
Yeah.
maybe. I can't quite remember. There was one done kind of right before I got here.
Like 2019,
Or even before, I think before like 2017,
27.
2016,
Oh,
2017.
so it's probably
And
like
then
a I or a 10
I
year.
think it was, maybe it was, well,
No, it couldn't
no,
have been.
because I think it kind of expired in 2021, 2022.
That's not true.
And we, at that point, we were like, we don't have, like, it doesn't make sense to do a full strategic plan because we're moving. So we did a bridge plan. And
Yeah.
that got us to where we are now. And now we have to do the full strategic plan. I have not really wrapped my head around it yet.
Yeah.
The Department of Libraries offered a really good training on strategic planning and how to run for how public libraries can be their own consultant for this, basically, a couple of years ago. And I took that, and I remember it being very rich, and I saved all the materials. So I need to go back and look at that, and think about whether it's feasible for us to do this on our own or whether we need to look for someone else. One,
And or sorry, just to
yeah,
interject,
please.
take sharing the load of just like the initial entry into it. Like it may be something that you would might enjoy doing and you have the training to do and resources. And after such a huge 5 years, what you might be excited to enter that process and like take charge. And it can be could be both of those things at starting with a facilitated conversation. And I'm not saying that in a biased way, one or the other, but I feel like to just really think like energy wise, what would be most exciting to you to kind of enter that process with it not feeling like a huge lift. And it's all on your shoulders, which it wouldn't be anyway, but
No,
a
I
lot of it
appreciate that.
does
Thank
fall on
you.
had the bridge plan was definitely
Well, as
the
it should, it's my job, but I appreciate that hugely. One thought that comes to mind is I will check and see if CPG Enterprises does strategic planning or strategic consulting, because Maeve McBride facilitated our retreat 2 years ago as we were getting ready for the fundraising. She came to my house, and I've really enjoyed working with her, and I have a lot of respect for their organization. So I will ask her if that's even something they do. I don't know if it is, but if it is, it might be helpful to have them facilitate like you said, the beginning of the conversation while we're just trying to figure out how to get our arms around this thing. And
She was a very good facilitator, that's what I remember. So that might be helpful for us in terms of, but you'd probably want to have somebody who has some experience with strategic planning.
And I don't know if they do.
But
I'll
that, if you
ask.
have, I mean, you can ask that in September once things have calmed down a little bit. But
I guess the other question I have, so I wonder who did the training that you took a couple of years ago
oh,
at the conference.
that's a great idea. Perfect.
Because if they would be even willing to come and have a conversation with us for an hour or even.
They weren't local, but I'm sure that this is what they do, public library strategic planning. So I'm sure they would zoom in or something like that if we, yeah.
That might be a really interesting
Perfect.
way for us to kick off a conversation about
Yeah.
what we want the process to look like, even before we go to, and we want to facilitate the flow
Right.
of this. Yeah, that's a
Just to
great
all get on
idea.
the same page of a process and goals from the process, that kind of thing.
So I'll make it my goal for our next meeting, for the August meeting, to find out who did that training and see if they would be available and what they would cost, and find out if CPG Enterprises does do strategic planning, and if so, what it would cost to have them come out and do a session. And then once we have all that information, we can decide what we want to
And
do.
if they don't do it, if they
If they could recommend,
recommend
yeah, if they
someone
know everything.
who they like, right? Because if chances are better that you would enjoy them, if Maeve enjoys them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because that really matters, right?
That's a big part of it.
And also know that you're straight out. So if there are pieces of that that I can pick up for you, let me know. I mean, at least I can't find out who did the
Yeah,
training that you did,
this
but.
will be 15 minutes of checking, of sending an email and checking my record, so I should be able to do this pretty easily.
If there are other things that are coming up for people related to the retreat or thinking forward to that, please let me know. Otherwise, moving into board comments and unfinished business.
Great job, Dana.
Oh,
Holding it all
it's
down.
a
This
team
is so
effort.
complicated. You just have to compliment how organized you are and how you're keeping so many moving parts moving
Well,
in the right
moving in
direction
the right
so
direction. Yeah, we're not
quickly.
there yet. Knock on wood.
Close, and it
But
really
thank
shows
you.
in the level of how you've really been the
Well,
leader in
thank you.
this. So thank you.
Well, email me when questions come up. We're at the point now where it's like if something needs to be addressed, I need to do it really quick because we're there. There is no later at this point. So the time is now. Let me know if you have concerns or if a thought comes to you, please just reach right out and let me know.
Are there any things that it feel like it would be helpful for us to take off of your plate and to handle for the next month or so?
I don't think so. The librarians are amazing. We have such a great team. Royce has things covered in terms of the day-to-day management. I am transitioning to just, I'm no long, as of 2 weeks ago, I no longer have any shifts in the building. I had already dropped my paging shift like 6 months ago, and now I've dropped my in-building shift on Mondays. So I'm transitioning to being on site a lot, all the time, basically. And that's good. That's the direction we want to be moving in. So yeah.
So when can you move into your new office?
I will be moving in with
Soon.
the librarians on the
Oh,
31st.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I right now my office is being occupied by Ben Scribner, our superintendent. So it's his office right now. And I guess after we get our conditional certificate of occupancy, we can start you I can start leaving my stuff in the space, which will just be really nice to like use my closet and like not carry all my stuff around. But yeah, there won't be furniture until the 30th, basically. So yeah, that's when I'll be moving in.
Well, people, librarians are really excited. I will say, there's been a lot of enthusiasm and energy and excitement. And, I've been here, but I've also been in the main space, and everybody just wants to be back together.
Yes.
It's the piece that I keep going to.
I
It's
know.
like, it'll be so nice to be with,
It's been
folks like
really hard. It's
them.
been really hard to not be working all together in the same building, especially like we have such a good team right now. Like I feel like we all really like each other and like working together, and
That's so
to
good.
not
I'm
be
feeling
able to
that.
do that
That's
is kind of hard.
everything. And such a great way to start
Yes,
in the
I
new
know. I'm
space,
so
right?
excited.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
Like,
really great.
win-win.
Win, win, win.
Can you remind me, is the community engagement meeting this Thursday at 4?
No, I think it's
I think it's
Monday.
Monday.
Monday. A Monday.
I think it's Monday the 20th
Okay.
at 4 p.m.
And I had that it was
At
at
in
Barbara's house.
I believe so.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we're gonna stay after to
Oh,
do
okay.
some welcome bag putting together. Come and join you.
Great. Gussie and Juno will be in attendance.
So how are they holding up?
They're great. Poor Juno. They both got stung by a yellow jacket over the weekend. Yeah, we found a nest. It was right by the house, but Juno got stung on her upper lip. I have to show you this picture. I felt so bad for her, obviously. And also, she looks like she had bad work done. Like, pain.
Oh, poor kid. I got stung on my foot.
Oh, that doesn't count.
No,
That's
doesn't
not
count.
enough.
It was
That's
crazy.
painful.
It was so painful. I just have a lot of empathy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
I
the
know.
poor
She's fine.
kid.
She gets extra
It
ice
went
cream, right?
down within 6 hours.
Yeah.
I gave her some Benadryl. If you can
Yeah.
believe it, she was wearing a Winnie the Pooh costume when she got stung.
Oh my
I
gosh,
know.
that's horrible.
She was like a little Pooh Bear being like, "A bee got me."
It is so painful. After
No,
getting
they
stung on my
really
foot,
hurt. They really hurt. It
it
feels like
was
getting
like,
punched.
yeah,
I
boom.
felt like I'd
Yeah.
stepped on a glass shred.
It's crazy.
My family was like, "Is your limb bleeding? Like, what is wrong with you?" I was like, "Get a flashlight," because the stinger was like this big.
Yeah, it's confusing how much they hurt. It doesn't make sense. Like you don't know what's
Oh,
happening
I
at
can't
first.
believe on the lip.
Yeah, I
That's
know.
where did the other one get stung?
Gussie got stung right on the nose, but it
Oh
didn't swell,
my
and
gosh.
she was over it in like 10. She told me she thought it was a black fly, like a
Oh,
horse fly
it's
that
so
got her. Yeah.
interesting the
But Juno
difference
really
of
reacted.
pain. So they found the nest.
Wilder found the nest, yeah. Yeah. So he took care of it.
So it was a bee, though, not a wasp.
They were yellow jackets.
Oh, yellow jacket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're good other than
Well, I think we can adjourn our
Yeah.
conversation. We
Probably
still
should
got
have
to talk
turned off
about
the
the
recording before that, but that's okay. I will just edit it out.
housing.